I never wanted to have children. I mean, I never even really thought about it until I met him. It wasn't that he made me want to have them, just that, well, you know, all the breeding stuff, it kind of gets in your head. Or it got in mine, anyway. I didn't even really want to have his child. I mean, I absolutely didn't. What kind of life for a child would that be? But I knew he felt the same, really. Even more than me, actually. Like, he seemed genuinely disgusted by children. So when he started talking seriously about making me pregnant, I didn't really think it was something I needed to think about that much. Not that I was capable of thinking that much anyway, to be honest. He kind of had this way of getting in my head, you know? Like, my thoughts weren't really my own. And at the same time as he was saying how much he wanted to breed me, to fill me and mark me as his properly, like inside, he also carried on telling me how fat I was all the time and how I needed to work harder to get skinny enough to be really attractive. And then the two just sort of combined in my head one day. I remembered that I'd read something about the pill making girls put on weight, and thinking about it, maybe I did start to get fat after I'd started taking the pill. Not fat, I mean, not really, but, you know, a bit pudgy. So I just wondered, what if I stopped taking it? I wouldn't necessarily get pregnant. He didn't fuck my cunt all that much anyway, to be honest. He enjoyed how much anal hurt me. But then, when I told him that's what I was doing, well, first of all, he laughed pretty hard at the idea that it might be the pill's fault I look the way I do, rather than mine. And then he set out to fuck my cunt as often as he could, almost non-stop, really, for the next month. Even got me those fertility tablets, you know, the vitamins and stuff. Like, he really wanted me to have a healthy pregnancy. He had me do a test every couple of days. Every time it came up negative, I felt like such a failure. Like, he was doing all this work to make it happen, and my body just wouldn't cooperate. And then, finally, I realised that I hadn't had a period, even though I'd been off the pill for longer than a month at that point. This time, rather than doing the test myself at home, it made me dress really slutty and go to the local clinic for the test. He told me to tell them I didn't know who the father might be, that there were quite a few men it could be. The look the receptionist gave me was awful. Like, some people just can't keep back their judgment, you know? Although I suppose if she'd really known what was going on, she'd have been a lot more judgmental. At the clinic, they gave me a leaflet about getting an abortion. Not selling it or anything, just the basic facts. I took it because that was what he'd said we would do, you see, when I did get pregnant. He wanted me to keep it for a few weeks, just till I started showing, then go and get it taken out. He never pretended, even for a second, that he wanted me to keep it. It was all about the power he had over my body, that he could make this total transformation come over me, just because he felt like it. It never really occurred to me that I might keep it. I just kept waiting until he said it was time to make the appointment. I hoped he might want to come with me, but I think he probably wouldn't have done. I wonder now if he never intended for me to have an abortion anyway. It always was hard to know what his plans were, and I suppose I can see why he wouldn't have wanted me to know what he intended when all this started. There were a few weeks there, though, where it was actually really nice. Like, kind of sweet, you know? He cut off some of my vest tops and we would walk around together with him putting his hand on my belly all the time. Anywhere we went, he'd tell people, strangers, that we were expecting. He'd joke that it was okay, that I'd got a little chubby now, he supposed, and pinch up of my hips to show them. And then, after I'd really begun to show, he started talking about how it was time to get rid of it. It had been fun, he said, to see what he could do to me, but I was getting all gross and distorted and he didn't want to fuck me as much anymore. He'd also enjoyed my morning sickness quite a lot, throat fucking me while I puked all over myself, but he said he was beginning to lose his patience with my moodiness about it now. I suppose I had begun to complain a bit, something I'd certainly never felt brave enough to do before. So, one afternoon he handed me a bottle of vodka and some ket and told me I should knock them both back as quickly as I could. When I hesitated, he gave me one of those looks, you know the ones, that says that whatever it is I'm afraid of is nothing compared to what will happen if I don't do what I'm told. So I did. It didn't take very long at all before I was beginning to lose focus. It was quite hard to concentrate when he started explaining what he was going to do. I think a part of me always knew that this is where it was going. He'd always enjoyed punching me. My pain threshold is low, but with a punch it's more the shock than the pain that gets you. The first time I'd gone to see him, he dropped me to the ground almost as soon as I arrived. I can see now that I should have wondered that he hadn't been punching me all the time I was pregnant, actually. But of course, you don't really expect someone to do that sort of thing when you're carrying a baby. He had me stand as straight as I could. I had to lean on the wall to stay upright, but I did just about manage it. The first blow didn't even really register. By the time the second and third came, I was throwing up already, curled up on the floor, so he had to switch to kicking my stomach instead. The blood was almost instant, and it went just everywhere. I had these little shorts on, and they turned completely bright red, like all over. I don't know how long he went on hitting and kicking me. The pain, once it started, was much more inside and so much more intense than anything I'd experienced before. I felt like all of my insides were being scraped out of me. I knew, of course, what he'd done, what he'd intended to do. I can't explain how it made me feel. None of this was for me, really, anyway. All of it, from stopping the pill to getting pregnant in the first place to standing there, knowing what he was about to do and not even trying to protect myself, to protect my baby, was for him. He stood over me, stroking his cock really hard and fast until he came on my face and in my hair, and then he left me laying on the floor, blood drying around me. When he came down in the morning and saw I hadn't moved, he prodded me with his boot until I groaned enough that he could tell I was conscious. Then he told me to clean up the fucking mess I'd made on the floor, and he went out. I don't know how long I lay there for. I didn't even know if I could move or what would happen when I did, but I was afraid of still being in the same position by the time he came back, so eventually I dragged myself up and began to wipe the floor with some paper towels from the kitchen. My clothes were totally ruined. I didn't even try to clean them, just peeled them off and put them straight in the bin. I had to get some more underwear and pad it out with towels so I didn't keep adding to the blood on the floor. Eventually it began to look like nothing had happened. I realised that was the point, of course. It would look now to everyone else like nothing had happened. I suppose nothing had, really, not to anyone who mattered. When he came home later, he didn't even mention it. He just pulled off my underwear and fucked my ass like he always used to do before all of this started. The pain was worse, of course, and I think he enjoyed seeing how much I was hurting. Later that night, he had me fuck my cunt with the empty vodka bottle while he told me how disgusting it was that I would do these things for him. How no other girl would let someone treat her like this. It sounded like he was talking about the vodka bottle, but I knew he meant everything else as well. I realised he was right. It is disgusting that I let him do that. I knew what he would do. I knew what he was like, and I went along. If I'd even paused for a moment, maybe he would have stopped. He might even have been waiting for me to call a stop to it all. Not that I would have known how, of course. We'd agreed right at the start that I couldn't be trusted with a safe word. It would just get in the way, he said. And maybe he was right. Anyway, so now, here I am, talking to you, and trying to get my head around this thing that happened to me, that I allowed to happen to me, that no one else knows about. I didn't tell anyone, of course. How could I? You're the first person, other than me and him, and I guess anyone he's told about it, if he has, to know that I was even pregnant, really. I don't usually talk to people about the things we do. I mean, obviously I don't. But he seemed to think it would be a good idea for me to come and talk to you. Get it out of my head, I guess. So I can go back to being a good girl for him. And I want to. I do. It's just... well, my head's been all over the place these last few months. I'm all healed and everything, physically, I mean. But it's just a bit harder to put it out of my head than I would have thought it would be. I suppose talking to you could be a good way of getting it all out. He says I think and talk too much. I mean, he always did say that. But since all this, he seems really annoyed at how much I'm hung up on it. He keeps telling me I've got better things to do with my mouth than talk. Funny that she sent me to see you to talk about it, actually. Seems like maybe it would have the opposite effect. Oh, but I can see that you like the idea of me doing other things with my mouth as well. Is that something you would like too, then? For me to stop talking now and use my mouth for what he calls its proper purpose? Well, yes, I suppose I have been talking for a long time now. And you've been so good to listen to me going on about what happened, like it should matter to you. Oh, well, I guess that's good then. I mean, it's important that you enjoy your work, and if hearing me go on about all this is pleasurable for you, then I suppose that means it wasn't a total waste of time. Oh no, my cunt's totally healed, I think, so there won't be any pain for me if you wanted to use it. Oh well, yes, as I said, being fucked in the ass always does hurt me. Yes, of course I can take them off now. I think he's coming back to collect me in another 25 minutes or so. So, yes, plenty of time for you to use both my mouth and my ass if you'd like to. Oh, yes, and my cunt if you'd like. No, I didn't go back on the pill yet, actually. I really have lost some weight since all this started. Oh, yes, of course I could stand to lose a little more. Yes, of course I'll be quiet now.